Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering kayaks, canoes, and outdoor equipment for anyone wanting to experience the natural beauty of Wisconsin water. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
Today, March 31st, is Transgender Visibility Day. It's a day to recognize the trans people in our community. And joining us now is Catherine Kimford, a member of the trans community and an LGBT activist. Catherine, welcome to Central Time.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to start out with some basic definitions, just so we're all on the same page with what we're talking about. What is the definition of a transgender person?
Well, you really break down the word trans, meaning crossing over a boundary, gender, and now gender being different from sex in that sex is a physical characteristic, gender is a psychological, a cultural characteristic. So you put the words together, transgender is kind of a very broad term to describe anyone for whom the original assignment they were given at birth, whether it was male or female, that does not fully describe their life, their identity, whether it's someone who feels they embody characteristics of both genders or whether it's someone who physically crosses over to live a life as a gender opposite what they were assigned at birth.
Right. And that those two words, that transgender, transsexual, are often, I think, and you should tell me if I'm seeing this correctly, but they're often sort of used, you know, in place of each other in everyday conversation by most people who don't understand that distinction.
Right. Transsexual is specifically talking about the physical transition.
Mm-hmm.
So people who go through hormone treatments, surgical treatments to make their bodies conform to their identity. Transgender is a broader term. Just encompasses more people because there are a lot of ways to identify.
So let's talk a little bit about why you're here today. Today is March 31st. It is Transgender Day of Visibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a holiday I think a lot of people have heard of. It's relatively new. And what are you trying to do? What's the purpose of this?
Well, there's a lot of things to accomplish. It's a day to just kind of celebrate who we are, what we have, our place in the world, our place in the community. Just, you know, we've done a lot of good things, a lot of famous things that a lot of people don't know about. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the general community not familiar with transgender people. And just taking a day to be out there, to put ourselves like, hey, look at us. This is who we are. Just kind of join the world.
So in terms of that holiday, how do you think, I mean, it's only been underway for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there has been, have you noticed in your community that there's been some effectiveness here, that there is a rising level of awareness about transgender, the role that it plays in the community and various communities, I should say, around the state?
Definitely each year it is getting better. I haven't seen, I mean, it's too much of a new holiday. There hasn't been too much specific Transgender Day of Visibility mm-hmm. observances, but I have seen just even in the last 10 years a big jump in awareness overall.
So how do people who are trans or who are trans allies celebrate this particular day?
Well, there's a lot of this holiday started online is how the word got out. So I know there's a lot of just posts on social media. That's kind of how I have been observing the holiday the past few years. There's also, especially around Michigan where it started and in the Bay Area where there's a huge flourishing LGBT community. And even around the world, I know Dublin I saw on the Transgender Day of Visibility page, has some festival going on. So there are community events. There are not a lot of them yet, but it's filling a need. The holiday is filling a need the trans community's had for a while. So it is gaining steam. I think in the next few years we'll see more.
So let's talk about that need. What is it precisely that when you talk about needs, are you talking about misconceptions, the need to increase visibility, or all of those things?
I think the two are kind of tied together. There are a lot of misconceptions so often in the media. You see transgender characters that are either inaccurate, they're put in for comedic effect, or they're put in and they're really drag queens is what they're portraying. And we're just ordinary people that happen to have this interesting bit to our history, and we are in all walks of life. I think there's misconceptions that for male to female transgender people that, you know, we're kind of hyper feminized, that we're not going to be interested in sports or have relationships with women, or, you know, play, you know, be auto mechanics or grill out on the 4th of July. You know, we do all those things. I mean, it doesn't change who we are because we have this one element of our history.
So what other misconceptions are there? Are there, you know, one of the misconceptions that occurs to me is that the idea of transgender has been around for a really long time. And some people might be thinking, well, you know, this is only something that's popped up in the last 10 or 15 years. And I suspect that just isn't the case.
It goes back much further than that. Cultures, aside from kind of our American westernized culture, there's a two-spirit identity in many Native American tribes. There's third gender identities in several other Eastern places. I'm blanking on some of the specifics. But even within Western culture, transgender people have been around. They haven't had the medical resources to do the transition, the physical element we have today. But there have been, it's a centuries old phenomenon. It's nothing new. It's the only thing new is that, you know, we're more visible. We're more, it's less of something we have to brush under the rug. I mean, a lot of people still do need to kind of hide that aspect of their history, but it's getting better.
So in terms of stories, does everybody have an individual story as to how they came to this place of transgender?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not only does everyone have their own path to a destination, but people have different destinations. I mean, there's people who, like myself, do a full physical transition. There are people who feel they identify with elements of both genders and they'll live their life that way without medical transition. Or there's some people that just don't feel the need for a medical transition, but they are living their life in a gender other than what they were assigned at birth. And, you know, different moments in our life as far as starting that journey, kind of, it's something we all kind of knew early in life, typically when you talk to people, and then we all have different moments of kind of understanding what that means, what, and how we go about that journey. So
part of the holiday, as I understand it, is recognizing some of the contributions that trans people have made, you know, to society at large. And so what are some of those things that we might be surprised to learn?
Well, if you use a computer that's smaller than a car, you owe that to the trans community. Lynn Conway is the name of a computer engineer who made computer circuits incredibly more efficient. There's been a few other computer, like the Acorn microcomputer from the, I think it was the late 70s, early 80s, that was primarily designed by a transgender woman. Tuberculosis screening, that was a transgender man who developed the current process of using x-rays to screen for tuberculosis. Outside of sciences, there's a lot of entertainers, particularly what I know from being a video gamer. A lot of classic, like 8-bit early Atari era games were designed by transgender women. So
as we take a look at the holiday as it's being celebrated right now, what are your hopes for it in terms of it developing in the next couple of years? Do you want it to get big, 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 or just to a point where it raises awareness and it's out there and people realize what it is?
I'd like to see it get to a big thing. I mean, there are a lot more transgender people than people realize. And we've done a lot for our communities. We've done a lot for the world. And there is a more more well-known holiday, Transgender Day of Remembrance, which does talk about, you know, the victims of violence. And I think that really only tells one part of the story. And having this day of visibility to really show not what the world has done to us, but what we have done for the world, for our communities, I think is a very important thing, a very important part of transgendered culture, of global culture.
So we've only got about 30 seconds or so left, and before we leave today, what is the one thing that you'd want our listeners to know about transgender people that they may not know now?
That we're just like you, you know? It sounds cheesy, but it's true.
Well, Catherine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We've been talking with Catherine Kimport, who is a member of the trans community and an LGBT activist.